The Blind Assassin by Margaret Atwood, read by Lorelei King. Imagine the monarch Aga Muhammad Khan, who orders the entire population of the city of Kerman murdered or blinded, no exceptions. His Praetorians set energetically to work. They line up the inhabitants, slice off the heads of the adults, gouge out the eyes of the children. Later, processions of blinded children leave the city. Some, wandering around in the countryside, lose their way in the desert and die of thirst. Other groups reach inhabited settlements, singing songs about the extermination of the citizens of Kerman. Rizard Kapuscinski. I swam. The sea was boundless. I saw no shore. Tanit was merciless. My prayers were answered. O you who drown in love, remember me. Inscription on a Carthaginian funerary urn. The word is a flame burning in a dark glass. Sheila Watson. Part 1. The Bridge. 10 days after the war ended, my sister Laura drove a car off a bridge. The bridge was being repaired. She went right through the danger sign. The car fell 100 feet into the ravine, smashing through the treetops feathery with new leaves, then burst into flames and rolled down into the shallow creek at the bottom. Chunks of the bridge fell on top of it. Nothing much was left of her but charred smithereens. I was informed of the accident by a policeman. The car was mine, and they traced the license. His tone was respectful. No doubt he recognized Richard's name. He said the tires may have caught on a streetcar track.